Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum. Meseches Bava Kamma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Bizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
This shiur is on Meseches Bava Kamma, Daf Ayin Aleph. We're going to begin the shiur with the Gemara about six lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Amud Beis, where Rava says, Esnan Asra Teira Va'afilu Ba'al Imai. And there are Be'ikr two pshatim in the Rishonim, and what Rava means with these words. Rava is coming to explain why the mechira that's done with a chilul Shabbos is still considered a mechira, even though there's a din kimle b'dravmanei, which takes off the chiyuv from the meicher to honor the mechira. Nevertheless, it is still considered a mechira, and Rava explains because esnan asr teira, just like if somebody is ba'al imai, and the Kimle B'Dravene would take off the Chiyuv for him to give her the Esnan, but nevertheless, if he gives it to her, it's considered an Esnan. So we see over there that Kimle B'Dravene does not erase the Chiyuv entirely. And so over here also, the Mechira Nami Mechirahi. This idea that you see from Esnan, that the Kimle B'Dravene does not erase the Chiyuv entirely. So Rashi, over here, doesn't explain so much, but Rashi in Bava Metzia and Daf Tzadi Aleph explains that the idea that's lurking behind these words of Rava is that Kimle B'Dravene does not remove the Chiyuv. The Lashon of Rashi is Afilu B'Makam Misa Nami Ramu Tashlumin Alei. Even if a person is Chayav Misa, Be'etzem he's still Chayav in the Tashlumin. Ella, the whole din of Kimle B'Dravene is She'in Koyach La'unshoi B'Shtayim. We don't have the Koyach, Beisin doesn't have the Koyach to enforce both punishments. But the chiv, let's say, today shemayim is there until he pays. In other words, Zukt Rashi, Kimle B'Dravene does not take off your chiv tashlumen. A person could be chayiv misa and chiv and chayiv b'tashlumen. Kimle B'Dravene just ties the hands of Beis Din. Beis Din can't enforce both punishments. So the punishment of the Misa, that Beis Din will take care of. The other punishment, the Tashlumen, that's between him and Shemayim. But La'ilam, he has to pay it. And therefore, when he pays it, it's considered a real payment. When he gives the Esnan to the Zayin, it's considered a real Esnan. And so too over here, when he gives the Geneva to the Lekeach, after he got the payment with the Te'inim on Shabbos, it's considered a real Mechira. So from Rashi, in Bava Metzia, and Tosfos over here by us, Tosfos on the top of Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph says the same vert. On the top line on Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, you'll see Tosfos writes, Ki mishetzarech latzeis yedei shemayim. Rashi and Tosfos, the Rashba and most of the other Rishonim by us also agree that this is the Iker Pshat in our Gemara, that the words of Rav are coming to say that there's still a chiyuv latzeis yedei shemayim, that there's still be'etzem a chiyuv me'ikir adin, and all that came off with the Kimle B'Dravene is the Koyach of Beis Din. But there is another pshat that's brought down in the Rishonim. The Meiri here in our sugya brings it down b'shem the Chachmei HaTzarfasim, and many of the Rishonim in Bava Metzia bring down this pshat as a Yesh Mefarshim. And the pshat, this other pshat in the Rishonim, makes a lamda shechiluk between cases like Esnan and cases where we usually apply Kimle B'Dravene. And the Gemara means to say that Kimle B'Dravene doesn't take off a chi of Esnan because Esnan is a chiyuv that a person took upon himself. Kimle B'Dravene only takes off those chiyuvim that the Torah imposes on someone. Things that come as a consequence of what you did. The best example being Nezikin. The Torah says that if you damage somebody's property, you have to pay for it. That which you have to pay for your Nezikin is not because you said you're going to pay. You didn't accept that chiyuv upon yourself. The Torah said that you have to do that. Such chiyuvim, similarly, the chiyuv of tashlumei gzela, that when you steal something and then you don't have it be'en, so you have to pay money for it, that's a chiyuv the Torah placed on you. All of the knasos that we have in the Torah are chiyuvim the Torah placed on you. Such chiyuvim, there's a halach of kimle b'dravene, that mishum mishachas atamachayve v'yatamachayve mishum shtei rishayos, so we can't take the other punishment, the lesser, the tashlumendika punishment, because you have the punishment of the misa. But when there's a chiv that you have because of a business deal that you made with somebody, you made up a deal that if you do this for me, I'll do that for you. So that's not a chiv that the Torah placed upon you. That's a chiv that you took upon yourself. It can't be called a risha and einish. It doesn't go into the halach of two punishments, and therefore there's no din of kimle b'dravene on this. Now the Rishonim point out that the girsin argamar has to be changed lefi this pshat, We wouldn't say itava lekama medina mi amrina lekum havla adraba. We'd say amrina lekum havla. The point of the Gemara lefizeh is to say that there is no din of kumla rabbanei on esnan. According to Rashi and Tosfos, the Gemara was saying that even though there's a din of kumla rabbanei, but there still remains a shame esnan when he gives it. According to these Rishonim, he has to give it because there's no din of kumla rabbanei, because there's a chiluk between chiyuvim that the Torah places on you and chiyuvim that one places upon himself. There's a very significant nafkamina that comes out from this mahalach in Rishonim, because significantly it shows that they don't hold of the first vart, meaning the chiddush that's stated in this Gemara according to Rashi and Tosfos, that after there's a din of kimle with Ravine, there still remains a chiv l'tzadei shemayim. There is no makur for such a vart according to these other Rishonim. The Stipel Goyin in his Kilos Yaakov at the beginning of Perik Elunaris and talking about kimle with Ravine, he uses this in a mahalach to be miyashiv a Rambam. There's a Rambam in Kan Rokam Laharach in the specifics of that Rambam, but he says from a Rambam that the Rambam seems to hold that Kimla Ravine patches you entirely, and there does not remain a Chiv Lassus Dei Shemayim, and Lachayur is Shver from this Gemara. But he points out that according to the Pshat of the Yesh Mefarshim in this Gemara, there's Takanomakar that if the Kimla Ravine, there's still a Chiv Lassus Dei Shemayim. And so he said, he suggests that maybe the Rambam Taka learned that like the Yesh Mefarshim in this Gemara. There's also another significant thing that comes out from this Peshat of the Yesh Mefarshim. There's a kasha that the Kseis HaChoshen asks in Simon Lamed Ches at the end of Sifkat and Aleph. The Kseis HaChoshen asks, on that which we learned in the Gemara earlier, Gemara and Af Lamed, it talked about a shtar sheyeshvei ribis, that if there's a shtar that says that Reuven borrowed from Shimon $100 with an agreement to pay back $150, so over there, the sheet of the Chachamim, and this is the way that we paskin, is that Goyvim Bayis a Karen, but in Goyvim Bayis a Ribbis. Avad, he doesn't have to pay the extra 50, that's Ribbis, that's an Aver to pay, but he could use that Shtar to be Tevea the 100, as a Raya that he lent $100 to be Mechayev and to pay him back $100. In fact, the Kseis HaChosh and Akasha, why does the Loiv have to pay back this debt? The Loiv was over the Lav of borrowing with ribbis. The Kseis goes through the pratim about whether Malkus also pats from Tashlumen, Dafka B'Shegi, Dafka B'Mezi rather, or also B'Shegi, but Al Kapanim, according to some Shitais, like the Kseis, there should be a din of Kimle B'Dravine in such a case. The Chiv Malkus should pater him from the Chiv Tashlumen. Why does he have to pay the Karen? As they fact the Kseis, Reb Shimon Shkop and Shari Yesher, Sharhei, Perik Gimel, Reb Shimon Shkop says this vart, that Kimle B'Ravine only paters from Chiyuvim that the Torah placed upon you. Kimle B'Ravine doesn't pater from Chiyuvim that you take upon yourself. That which a Loiva has to pay back a debt, that which a Loiva has to pay back the money that he borrowed, that's not Chiyuvim that the Torah placed on you. Oh, if you borrow $100, then we're Machayev you. There's this chal on you a din that you have to pay back $100. That's a deal that you made with the Malva. You lend it to me today, and after 30 days, I'll give it back to you. Since the Chiyuv of paying back the halva is a chiv that he took upon himself, Zuk Trip Shimon, there's no din with Kimle B'Ravine on that. That's a teretz to the kasha of the Kseis. And then Reb Shimon says, and there's a makur for this Svara in the Rishonim Bava Kama. Over here in Bava Metzia and Daf Tzadi Aleph, he says that from this Yesh Mefarshim that is brought down in the Rishonim, that learned that that's Pshan Esan Esoteri, he says there's a makur for his Yesoid. What's interesting, though, is that Reb Shimon seems to name on this Yesoid as being a true Yesoid, and not one that's only according to this minority opinion. Now, Avada, the Iker Mahalach, the Rishonim, and Arsig, Rashi, Tesis, the Rashba, most of the G'dayli Rishonim, and Arsig, is not like this Pshat. It's interesting that Reb Shimon doesn't seem to think that those Rishonim that didn't learn this Pshat is Mukhach, that they don't hold that way. He says, those Rishonim that learned this pshat, that the Gemara is being mechalik between a chiv that you took upon yourself and a chiv that the Torah places upon you, so then there's a makar from the Gemara for his yisoid. And even though other Rishonim don't learn that way, so fine, according to those Rishonim, there won't be a makar for his yisoid. But he doesn't see those Rishonim as being a raya against his yisoid, which is l'chayr et sarachim, which is something to think about. But al kapanim, we have be'ikr tu mahalchim in the sugya, those that learn that Esnan Asoter comes to say that Kimlo Dravine only takes off the koyach of Beistin, but one remains with the chiv, let's say Sidei Shemayim. And those that learn that Kimle B'Ravine only takes off a chiv that the Torah places upon you and doesn't take off a chiv that one takes upon himself. Now let's go back to that Rashi in Bava Metzia. And I want to read a few more words from the end of that Rashi, who introduces a whole new idea which needs a discussion for itself. At the end of that Rashi, Rashi says that I tafes lemafkinan minei, kach shamati mipimayri hazakin. Rashi brings down that as Rebbeim said a chiddush, based on the first chiddush, based on the first vert, the way we explained the esnana satera filu ba'alima, that it means the kimul of drabinei doesn't take off the chivla sezei shemayim. Based on that, sucked Rashi, if the teveya will go and be toyface the money that he's owed, that money which the nitva isn't going to pay because kimul of drabinei is patering him, but if the teveya will go and be toyface it, lemafkinim, and we won't take it away. It follows from the first part, because Be'etzim he was supposed to pay for it. The Chivla says a Shemayim. So the Nitva could come and say, well, really that money is coming to me. So he goes and he teifes it. He's allowed to keep it. That's the Chiddush that Rashi says over there in Bava Metzia. The Ksais HaChishin and Simon Chav Ches has an Arichas discussing this subject, this question of whether when there's a Chivla says a Shemayim, does that give the Teveya the right to be teifes, or the din that if he's toyface it helps, and lema fkinamine, or not. And he begins his discussion with a tshuva from the Rivash in Simon Shin Sadi Beis, who writes that no, chiv latzei shemayim is entirely at the discretion of the person that's chayiv. It's between him and shemayim. If he wants to pay it, if he wants to satisfy shemayim, he should pay it. But no one could force him to pay it, and therefore, zuk the Rivash, tfisa does not help when there's chiv latzei shemayim. The Rivash says this without making any mention of our Rashi, comes along the Mishnah Malach, and he's ma'ir that Rashi is not like that. The Mishnah Malach is in Simon, is in Perek, Chaf Aleph, of Hilchas Malva Veloive, Halacha Aleph. Zak the Mishnah Malach, Lacheris Machlekes Rishainim. We have the Rivash saying emphatically that there's no din of Tfisa on a Chiblat to say Shemayim, and Rashi in Bava Metzia, Dav Sadei Aleph, who says that by Kimmel of Rabbani, since there's a Chiblat to say Shemayim, Tfisa helps. The Ksei Sechashin continues and he brings down that the Marashal and the Yamshal Shleimai later in Bava Kama, or earlier rather, the previous parak in Perak HaKoinis, Simon Vav, the Marashal comes to be Mashve Bein Hatzdadim, and he says that really there isn't a machlekes between the Rivash and Rashi. It could be that the Rivash is right that Ba'alma there isn't a Chiv Latzei Sei Shemayim, Ba'alma rather, Tvisa does not help on a Chiv Latzei Sei Shemayim. But Rashi may still be correct that in our case it does. Zok the Marashal, there's two very different types of Chiv Latzei Shemayim. The cases that we have, Lamashal, in the Gemara and HaKoinis, that the Marashal is going on, the Gemara over there talked about cases where one is Mazik Begrama, and the Torah is not Machayiv for a Grama, and the Gemara gives a list of cases, and it says that in these cases, he's Pater B'dinei Adam V'chayiv B'dinei Shemayim. Zok the Marashal, over there, the pshat in the Chiv Latzei Shemayim is that there isn't really enough of a Sibas HaChiyav to mechayev you all the way, to make you chayev even in Beis Din. There's only a partial Sibas HaChiyav. Grama is not quite a complete Sibas HaChiyav, so it only makes a Chiv Latzei Shemayim. When all there is a Siba for is a Chiv Latzei Shemayim, so then Tfisa doesn't help. But what we have here in our Sugya, here on Daf Ayin, or on Rabbi Metzia, Daf Tzadi Aleph, where Kimle B'Dramane took off the Chiv over, and then what you're left with is a Chiv L'Sitei Shemayim. It's not the Pshat that there isn't enough of a Chiv to get you all the way to a Chiv in Beis Din. There's a complete Machayev. The Sivas HaChiv is there 100%. But the only thing is, but there's also a Sivas HaPetur. So you have a complete Sivas HaChiv, but there's also a Petur of Kimle B'Dramane. In such a case, where the Siva HaMachayevis is complete, just there's a Kimmel Ramane stopping you from enforcing it, so then Tfisa helps. But when the Chiv Latzei Shemayim is the result of an incomplete Siba HaMachayeves, then Tfisa does not help. That's the teres that the Ksei Zechashin gives, the chiluk that he makes to explain why sometimes there is and sometimes there isn't a din of Tfisa on a Chiv Latzei Shemayim. Then the Marshal adds one more prat. Zuck the Marshal. But even in a case like ours, where there's a din of kimul b'drabanei, and we're saying Rashi and Bava Metzia says that since be'etzim there's a ganzah siba hamachayeves, so tfisa would help zok the marshal. But that's only true kol zman deloyav dinan hachumra. If we don't carry out the stricter punishment, the person is not chayev misa, even though there was, let's say, esan asateri, there was a case of arayis or a Kates Tainu Mikanasi, there's a case of Chil Shabbos. But if Me'ezetam Shiyah, we're not carrying out the Chamura. L'mashal, because it was a Sheikh, or because it was Le'astribay, or Zak the Marshal for that matter, or because it's Bizman HaZeh, and we don't have a basin of Smuchim. When we're not carrying out the Chumra, then Rashi says that Tfisa helps. But if you'd have a case where the person is actually getting the Einish HaChamur, so then Rashi will be moideh that even in cases of Kimla Vidravine, there's no din of Tfisa, and in Tafis, we would say that we're Mafkinaminei. The Ksais HaChoshim brings down the whole Marshal, and he says about this last Prat, the L'chayrehim Divrei Nevius. He says he doesn't understand from where the Marshal made up such a creative chiluk. Creative, but what's the makur? What's the basis to be machalik like that? L'cheri, in both cases, is kimle b'dravine, you have the first lumnus of the Marshal in both cases, that there was a complete siba ha-machayaves, and then kimle b'dravine comes to pater. So when you have such a case, at the ba'etzim, there's a siba ha-machayaves, just there's a pater, so then does tfisa help or doesn't tfisa help? But why should it be an afkamina whether we're carrying out the Einish HaChamor or we're not carrying out the Einish HaChamor? Comes along Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in Kovitz Shiurim HaMaseches Ksubas, Eis Tzadi Gemol. Rabbi Chanan says there's two dinim in Kimla B'Dramani. He comes to be Masbir, this chiluk of the Marshal, and he says that there's two dinim in Kimla B'Dramani. There's one din that when you chayev in Einish HaChamor and Einish HaKal, the Einish HaChamor patters you from the Einish HaKal. There's another din that when you chayev Einish HaChamor and Einish HaKal, the Einish HaChamor includes the Einish HaKal, and it's like you already paid it. When you chayev Misa and Tashlumin, Rabbi Chanan uses the lashon of Bechal Masayim Mana. If Basin takes away your Nefesh, so they took everything. You owed $25, they took that too. That's included in the Nefesh. If they took away your Nefesh, that's like taking everything that you have. And so it's like you paid it already. The first din is a Kimla B'Dravineh is a Siba that you don't have to pay. It patters you from paying. But the second din is that it's like you already paid. What's the makar that there's such an idea? Avada, the Torah says that basically can't take the Tashlumen when you chayev Misa. But where do you see that there's also a lumnus that it's ke'ilu you already paid? Dr. Bochanon, it's kemat mefurish in a Ramban. Ramban and Makistav Beis Eskakasha. The mission at the beginning of Maseches Makis gives a case of Edim Zayimim that come and they were made on somebody that is a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. And the mission says, Ein Oimim, that the Edim Zayimim should become a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. And the Gemara explains why. Because since what they were trying to do to the Nidoin would have affected himself and his children, Vizari Achrav Ad Sof Kol HaDeiros, but we can't do that to them. We can't give such a punishment to the Edim Zayimim. So Zakta the Gemara, even if we would have punished them, it would have only been a mixas kasher zomam that we don't do. We never punish with a mixas kasher zomam. That's the aside of the Mishnah and Makistav Beis. Frek the Ramban, but elsewhere we find apparently that we do give a mixas kasher zomam in cases of Kimla B'Dravine, where Edim were trying to be mechayev somebody Misa and Tashlumim, so they get on themselves the chiyev Misa and Tashlumim, but avada they don't have to pay the Tashlumim because it's a Kimla B'Dravine. So we take the Misa, but not the Tashlumim. What about the halacha that you don't take a mixas kasher zomam? Specifically, he refers to the to a gemara rather in Sanhedrin Daf Tes Amud Beis, where it talks about edim that were made about an ishes ish that she was mezana. So they were coming to be mechayev her misa for this nus. They were also going to be mafsid her the ksuba. So really, a kasher zomam, when it turns out that there's emim, they should be chayev misa because they tried to kill her, and they should also owe her money because they tried to be mafsid her the ksuba. But the halacha is that they're ne'ragim ve'inam mishalman because of Kimla B'Dravineh. Frek the Ramban, ne'ragim ve'inam mishalman, that's a mixas kasher zaman. And for the Ramban, since what patters them is Kimla B'Dravineh, the pshat is that when they're ne'ragim, it's like they're mishalman also. Taking away, giving them the Einish HaChamor is like we gave them everything. That's not like the case, he says, of the Asisim Loi V'Loi Lazaroi, where we would be picking and choosing which parts of the punishment yes and which parts of the punishment not. But Kimla B'Dravineh is like we gave the whole thing because the Einish HaKal is nichlal in the Einish HaChamor. That's what Rabbi Chanan calls the Yesod of Bechal Masayim Maneh, that Kimla B'Dravineh means that not only is there a Siba to pater you from the smaller punishment, from the Tashlumen, but it's like you actually made the Tashlumen, like you made the payment. So those are the two dinim of Kimla B'Dravineh. Zaktik Seis HaChayshin, Avada, the two dinim don't always apply in all cases. The second din, the Kimla B'Dravineh makes it as if you mamish made the tashlumen. That only makes sense if you mamish gave your nefesh.
If you got the Einish HaChamer, then we could say that since the Einish HaChamer includes the Einish HaKal, so it's like you made the Tashlumen. But if you never made the, I mean, if you never got the Einish HaChamer, you didn't give your Nefesh, so what's supposed to make it as if you gave the Tashlumen? So then what you're left with is just the din that Kimlo B'Yavane patters you from the Tashlumen. But you don't have that din that it's Ki'ili, you made the Tashlumen. The chiluk of the Marshal is mamish meirei nayim. That when you have a case of kumud rabbanei, but it was a shig, it was a layasru bay, it was a bezman azeh with this no smuchim. So the guy who was mechal Shabbos, he's not going to be chayv misa. He's not going to get the misa for chal Shabbos. He has a chi of misa on his record. So that patters him from tashlumen. But there we say that since there's a gan sasiba mechayeves, and it's just a technicality that patters, so if the teveya wants to go and be taifis and he's able to get it, itafis lo mefkinim, we're not going to take it away. But if the guy is mamash can be chayav misa for the chil Shabbos, so then it's like he made the tashlumen. If the teveya will then come and be taifis the money, so then it's like he's getting paid twice, or it's like the other person is paying it twice, he doesn't have to pay it twice. By giving his nefesh, it's like he gave the tashlumen already. So in such a case, the Kimlud Rabbanei Taka patters him from having to make from the Tashlumen in Gansen, patters him in Gansen from the Tashlumen, because it's like he already made it. Therefore, in such a case, like the Marshal, Tvisa is not going to help. The Gemara, a little bit further down on the Amud, brings the case of Tevech al Yedei Acher, and brings the Chiddush that by Tvicha Mechira, Yesh Shliach Ledvar Veira. Even though the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Membei, says that in Kol Tarkula, there's a Klal that ain't Shliach Ledvar Veira. But there is a short list of exceptions. One is Me'ila, one is Shlichas Yad B'Pikadayin, and the third one is Tvicho Mechira. Our Gemara brings numerous Mekairis in the Pasuk for this, either because Oile Rav says Shliach, Tachas Lav says Shliach, or Utvachim Mechari Ma Mechira, Tvicha could be Al Yedei Acher. We learn from there that by Tvicho Mechira, Shlichas helps, Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Veira. The Gemara uses this klal to make sense out of what would otherwise be a very shvera case in the Braisa, almost like a riddle in the Braisa. The Braisa says there's a case called Ganav Atavach B'Shabbos, where the Ganav Kabichayev Dalz Behe, which Lecher is a Pella. If he's Tevech B'Shabbos, there should be a Petur of Kimlei Medrav Mine. But the Gemara says that we could separate the two Chiyuvim, the Chil Shabbos and the Chiyuv Dalz Behe, by introducing this case of Tevech Al Yedei Acher. He gave it to a Shliach, to Shecht, and the Shliach was Mechal Shabbos. So the Chil Shabbos, the Chi of Misa, that's on the Shliach, because on that ain't Shliach the Bar Veira. But the Chi of Dal Vehei for the Tvicha Mechira, that's on the Ganav, because on that Yesh Shliach the Bar Veira. With this, the Gemara says we could explain the Brisa of the case of Ganav B'Tavach B'Shabbos. The Mishnah Melech in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Geneva Halacha Vav is Medayik from the Rambam, that there's a very important Chiluk depending on how the Ganav worded the instructions to the Shliach. In some cases he will be Chayav Dal Vehei, and in some cases he won't. It depends on, did he tell the Shliach, take this Shar and Shecht it on Shabbos? Or, did he just tell the Shliach, take this Shar and Shecht it? And the Shliach went Midaiti Dinavshei, and the Shliach decided to Shecht it on Shabbos. Zok the Mishnah Melech. If the Ganav had told the Shliach Shecht it on Shabbos, then he's making him a Shliach on the Chil Shabbos also. Now on Chil Shabbos, there's no Shlichus, that's a regular Avera, that goes into the Kal of Ein Shlichus Var Avera. Memele Zok the Mishnah Lamelech, the whole Shlichus would be batal, and the Ganav won't be Chayav Dalad Vehei either. He won't be Chayav for the Tvicha Mechir either. Only if he told him, go Shecht the Behema, and the Shliach went Midak to Dinavshe, and he Shechted it on Shabbos, so then the Chil Shabbos is not part of the Shlichus. So there's no din of any Shlichus of Avera to be Mevatel the Shlichus. The male of the Shlichus remains Kayam Lagabi the Tvichu Mechira and is Mechayev the Ganav and Dalad Vehei. Zok the Mishnah Melech, it's Mevur in the Lashon of the Rambam if you listen to his words very carefully. We'll read a few words from the Rambam. Asa Shliach Lishchot Loi Veshachat Loi HaShliach B'Shabbos. See, there's two lines. The first line, the Rambam is saying the instructions, and in the second line, he's saying the Maisa, what happened. In the second line, he mentions Shabbos, but in the first line, he doesn't. Asa Shliach Lishchot Loi, he doesn't say B'Shabbos. The instructions didn't say Shechted on Shabbos. The instructions just said, go Shechted. In the second line, when he's describing the Maisa, he says, V'Shachet Loi HaShliach B'Shabbos. Zok the Mishnah Melech, it's B'Tachlis HaDikdok. It's dafka in such a case where the shliach midaita dinavshi went and shechted on Shabbos. So then we can't say that the chil Shabbos is a chilik of the shlichos, that it should have a din of any shlichos of aveir to be mevatel the shlichos. So then, since the only aveir that he was a shlich for was the aveir of tvicha mechira, which has exerts a kasuf of yesh shlich of aveir, so there the shlichos could be mechayev the ganav and dal vehei. But if he would have made him a shliach to shechted on Shabbos, he's making him a shlich for the aveira of chil Shabbos. That's a regular aveira that has a din of ein shlich of aveira. Once we get a din of ein shlich of aveira, it will be mevatel legans the shlichus. He wouldn't be a shlich for the tficha mechira either, and memela the ganav would be patur from dalat vehei. The Mishnah Melech over here is making an assumption that when there's an aveira included in the shlichus, an aveira for which we follow the usual din of ein shlich of aveira, that's mevatel the whole shlichus, and not only is the aveira itself not mesiachis to the mishalech, that the mishalech isn't nenash for the aveira, but whatever the mishalech was sending this shlichus for, the whole thing is not mesiachis to the mishalech. The whole shlichus becomes batel. This nekuda was the central nekuda in the machleikus that's brought down in the Nedib Yehuda in a series of 8 tshuvas regarding a very, very controversial get that was given in the Nedib Yehuda in Siman Ayin Hei, beginning in Siman Ayin Hei, in the Madura Kama, Chelek Eben Ezer, from Siman Ayin Hei and on, the following 7 tshuvas, 8 tshuvas starting with Siman Ayin Hei, discusses a get that was given that led to a big machlekes between the Nedib Yehuda himself and another one of the Gedalia Pesim at that time, who was the Nedib Yehuda's Mechut and also Rav Itzel Hamburger. And there's a whole Masa Umatim between the two of them, followed by some tshuvas that the Nedib Yehuda brings down from Rav Tzvi Hirsch Brady. And there's also, as is brought down in the Nedib Yehuda, the Madura of Machon Yerushalayim, they bring down that there are other tshuvas from the Gedalia Adar, the Zuchan Yosef, the Baal Hafla, who also wrote tshuvas on the same get. This very controversial get, what was the crux of the Shailam? Maisa Shehaya Kachaya. Somebody wanted to be Megarish his wife. The Isha didn't want to be Mekabel the get. He got a shliach to bring the get to the Isha, and the shliach went and gave the get to the Isha Baal Karcha. At the time, the Rabbanim paskened that since the shliach delivered the get, so the Isha is Megureshes. A few years later, the Nedib Yehuda was made aware of the situation, and the Nedib Yehuda said the get should be batal, because since there's a chayim der benu gershon that you're not allowed to be Megaresh and Isha the Baal Karcha, so this is a shlichus ledvar aveira. Once it's a shlichus ledvar aveira, so we don't say just that the aveira of being over on the chayim is not mesiachis to the Baal because ain't shlich dvar aveira. We say the whole mice is not mesiachis to the Baal. This Baal was never Megarish's wife. The whole shlichus on the gershon is batal. That's like this is said in the Mishnah Melech, that when there's a psul, when there's a din of ein shlich dvar aveira, it's not just mevatel the hisyachsus of the aveira, it's mevatel the entire shlichus. That's the shita of the Nedib Yehuda, which Nedib Yehuda in Siman Ayin Hey brings ois be'ikr from a tesis and bava metzia on daf yud, and he brings other rayas also. He proves it from a Rambam. In Siman Ayin Vav, we find there Itzel Hamburger argued very strongly against this. Rav Itzel Hamburger held that in shlichus aveira just means that the aveira itself is not mesiaches, but the shlichus doesn't become bottled just because there was an aveira. But Rav Itzel Hamburger is moideh that there's a Mishnah Lamelech against him. He says that this Mishnah Lamelech Achera is saying takalak the Nedib Yehuda, that if there's an aveira in the shlichus, and we say in shlichus dvar aveira, it's mevatel the entire shlichus. But comes along the Ksais HaChayshin in Simon Kuf Pei Beis, Sifkat and Beis, and he says that even though, as far as the Etzem Yisoid, that the Nedib Yehuda and Rav Itzel Hamburger were arguing about whether in shlichus dvar aveira could be mevatel a whole shlichus, Taka the Mishnah Lamelech is on the side of the Nedib Yehuda. But if we work through the chiluk that the Mishnah Lamelech is making in our sugya, Zaktik says it should come out that the Mishnah Lamelech is really an argument against the Nedib Yehuda. Because the Mishnah Lamelech is saying that true, a din of ein shlichus dvar aveira could be mevatel the whole shlichus, but that's only true If the Avera on which we're saying Shlichus V'Avera is a chilek of the Shlichus, meaning the Shlich was told, go do the Avera. Like the Mishnah Melech was Badaik in our Sugya. If the Shlich was told, go Shechten on Shabbos, that would taka be Mevatel, the whole Shlichus, and the Ganav wouldn't be Chayav and Dalat V'Hei. But the Mishnah Melech's Chiddush was that you could have a case of Shlich V'Avera that's not Mevatel, the Shlichus also. If he told him to go shecht at Stam, and the shlich midaita denavshi went and shechted it on Shabbos, then the Mishnah Melech tainud that the shechita b'Shabbos, the chil Shabbos, isn't the chilik of the shlichus, and therefore there's no din of any shlichus v'aveira over here to be mevatel the shlichus. Zaktik says achayshen, l'chayr, that's doim into the case of the Nedi Behuda. Because the Baal didn't tell the shlich, go be megarish the isha Baal Karcha. If the isha would accept the get willingly, the Baal would be perfectly happy with that. The Baal's interest in the Minu Shlichus was not to be over the Cherem Derveinu Gershon. The Baal's interest in the Minu Shlichus was to be Megarish his wife. He gave the get to the Shlich and said, go bring it to my wife. The wife came, the Shlich came, and found the wife wasn't being Mekabel to get Beratzayim, so he had to give it to her Baal Karcha. But for that he wasn't the Shlich, that he was doing Midaita Dinavshei. It would come out that in such a case, we would say that that which he was over on the cherem is not a chilek of the shlichus. And therefore, the din of ein shlichus v'aveira won't be mavat on the shlichus over here. And therefore, he says the din is taka with the other side, with Rav Itzel Hamburger, that in this case, the shlichus should not be batal and the get should be chal.
Let's turn our attention now to the Gemara on the bottom of Amud Aleph. And onto the top of Amud Beis, where the Gemara is trying to explain how the cases in the Braisa could be putter from Dalat V'Hei according to the Chachamim because of Shechita She'in Ruya. And the Gemara says that Ganav Tarach V'Shabbos could be considered Shechita She'in Ruya based on the Shechita of Rabbi Yechanan Hasandler, who holds that Maisa Shabbos is Aser. But the Gemara then brings Machlokes between Rav Acha and Ravina about whether Rabbi Yechanan Hasandler, who asked it a Maaseh Shabbos, asked it within a Seder Raisa, or only within a Seder Rabbanon, and the Gemara comes out on the top of Amud Beis that only according to the Manda Amar, that Rabbi Yechanan Hasandler was asking within a Seder Raisa, then it's Shaykh to say that it makes it into a Shechita Sheinu Ruya, and you'd be Patur from Dalat V'Hei. But according to the Manda Amar, that Rabbi Yechanan Hasandler only asked it Maaseh Shabbos within a Seder Rabbanon, then it cannot be considered a Shechita She'in Ru'uya, and the Rabbanan cannot have patted you from Dalat V'Hei. When it says in the Brayta that the Chum say patter, it must be going only as Sha'ara on the other cases, even though Avada that's a Deichik, take a reading of the Brayta. But the Gemara says that's the only way that's acceptable, because it's impossible that a Psul de Rabbanan would make this considered a Shechita She'in Ru'uya. This Gemara seems to be weighing in on a global machlekes, a global chakira, a shayla that we find that comes up in so many places in Shas, about when the Rabbanon make a din, does that affect the status of the thing on a raisadikal level? Does it have the koyach to change the status of being ra'oi or ina ra'oi, even midiraisa? And the Gemara over here seems to be answering with an emphatic no. A isser d'Rabbanon cannot make it called ina ra'uya. And if the Torah says that you're chayav dalat v'hei for a shechita ru'uya, and you're part from dalat v'hei for a shechita she'ein ru'uya, the Torah means ru'uya midei raisa, or ena ru'uya midei raisa. If a shechita was ru'uya midei raisa, then even though it became ena ru'uya because of a psul d'rabbanan, that will not affect the status of shechita ru'uya on a d'raisa d'ka level. It seems from our Gemara like it's an open and shut question. But there are many Mekairis not like that. There's a Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchas Nara Basula Halacha Hey. The Rambam is talking about the Halacha, that one who's Ma'anis in Nara Basula has a mitzvah v'loisi elish, that he's mechuyev to marry her, which the Gemara says in Eilun Aris, is only if the Isha is muteris to him, but not if she's Asura, because v'loisi elisha v'darish an Isha ru'uya loy, it has to be called an Isha that's ru'uya. And Zuck the Rambam, if she has an iser, afilu mechayve asay, va'afilu shnia, even if that iser is only from the isuri shnia isla arayas, which are isurim drabbanon, that also puts her into the category of an isha she'en ruya, and it takes off the mitzvah of a leisi elisha. And the Kesef Mishnah over there explains
Because since since the Torah gave the Chachamim a koyach to make dinim, so shapir ikalameimer d'shnia im itim mivelisi liisha. It makes sense, like the case of Mishnah, that even an Issa d'Rabbanon is not included in the mitzvah d'Eraisa of Eloisi Elisha, because when the Rabbanon do something, it's real. The Torah recognizes that as having a real status, a real effect, and therefore it could change the way we look at it, even like Avi d'Eraisa d'Kedidim. So if the Rabbanon go and ask her this Isha, then we'll call her an Isha She'ini Ruya, even like Avi d'Eraisa d'Kedidim, and there won't be any more mitzvah of Eloisi Elisha. The Mishnah Lamelech has a great arichas on that halacha. Columns and columns of discussion in the Sefer Mishnah Lamelech over there. And the Mishnah Lamelech brings numerous other makaris where we find such an idea. The Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchas Soita, halacha ches, halacha tes, on that which the Gemara says, we darshan Masechas Soita, that the mayim are only baidik a soita. If the Baal is menuka ma'avain, if he never was either some sort of a bi'asura, on that zuk the Rambam, but if he had been either with a bi'asura, even with an isur d'rabbanon, and l'mashal zuk the Rambam, if he was ba'al arusase b'veis chamav, which is only an isur d'rabbanon, zuk the Rambam, that would make him enoy menuka me'avain, and we would say enoy mayim b'itkenes ishtai, which means again that dinim de'iraisa would be affected by the fact that the Rabbanon made this bia asura. And he also brings a Gemara from Seita Daf Mem Dalad, where the Gemara brings down a famous drasha from Rav Yosi Aglili, which Rashi and Chumash brings down, that when the Kohen says before a Mulchama that anybody that's afraid, Isha Yari V'racha Levav, should go home from the Mulchama. And Rav Yosi Aglili says that when it says Isha Yari, it doesn't mean that he doesn't have the courage to face the battle, but rather it means he's yarei min averis shabiyadoi. The Gemara says that means even in averi drabbanu kagoin tzach bein tefila shel yad le tefila shel reish. Somebody talks between the tefila shel yad and tefila shel reish. That's also called averis shabiyadoi, and he's chizim me'urche hamolchama. Look, the Mishnah Lamelech, it's only in issa drabbanon, and it takes off the mitzvah de'iraisa of going out to war from all of these places we see that when the Rabbanon say that something is Eini Ru'uya, that makes it Eini Ru'uya, even Legabe Dinim De'iraisa. All of this is L'chayra Astira to what we find in our Gemara. In our Gemara, we say that even though the Rabbanon said that you're not allowed to be Nenna from a Malach on Shabbos, that's the Issa Rabbanon of Maisa Shabbos, and then when one goes and Shechs on Shabbos, with the Rabbanon, no one can eat from that Shechita. But nevertheless, we don't say that makes it a shechita she'ena ru'uya. We say, never mind the din d'rabbanan. Midayiraisa, you're allowed to eat from that shechita. That means it's a shechita ru'uya. We find also in the Gilyan Marsha, which is the notes of Reb Shlomo Eger on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, in Yeridei Simin Chav Ches, he brings from the Shara Melech. The Shara Melech brings a raya, also legabe this same chakira. He brings that the Gemara in Chulan and Daf Pei Vav, there's a shechita in the Gemara, that ein shchita la'if min ha'teira, that min ha'teira, oifos don't need shchita, you're allowed to just kill them and eat them. Of course, we don't pass them like that, we hold it, that's only true legabe dogim. But oifos, like a behemah and a chaya, do need a shchita. But there's a man da amar in the Gemara that oifos are like dogim, and as long as it's dead, you're allowed to eat from it, and it doesn't need a proper shchita. The Gemara says that according to that man da amar, if somebody is neicher, he just kills an oif without a shchita, the blood will be chayev in kisui adam. Even though the rule is that kisui adam, there's only a mitzvah of kisui adam when you made it into food, when it's asheri ochel, that it's able to be eaten. But since according to this man to Omar, midai raisa, it's able to be eaten. Because ein shchita lo'if min ha'teir. Min ha'teir, the nechira, also makes it into food. So even though the Rabbanon came along and was saying that you have to shecht an oif, and now l'maisa midai Rabbanon, you're not allowed to eat that, but the Gemara is clear that it would still be chayav in kisei adam. It doesn't lose its status of being ro'oi la'achila, since it's ro'oi la'achila mideraisa. So zok to Shara Melech, zok to Pshlema Eger, you see over there that the dinim d'rabbanan don't affect whether something is viewed as ro'oi or ain ro'oi mideraisa. That's just like we see in our Gemara. The dinim d'rabbanan don't affect whether something is viewed as ro'oi or ain ro'oi mideraisa. But it's not like the Rambam, Lagabe, the Shnei Slavais, the Mitzvah of Lasi Elisha, Not like the Rambam legabe menuke ishmei avoin, and not like we find in the Gemara legabe the isha yori v'rachaleva v'yori me'averish b'yadai. There's a discussion, Rav Shimon Shkop has a discussion at the very end of the Shar HaSveikis, that's the first Shar in the Sefer Shari Yashir, Perek Chaf Beis. He has a discussion which partially resolves this inyan. He doesn't go through all of them Karis, and that means Avada, we've only mentioned just a few of them Karis. There's also a Shar Melech and Halchas Lulav that brings a steer Mineu Bey from two Sugis in Mesech HaSukkah, one about the Kashrus of an Esther, one about the Kashrus of a Sukkah, both of which are totally on this chakira of whether a psul d'rabbanan affects whether something is seen as being roi midereis or not. And he says that the two makaris from Masechta Sukkah come out on opposite sides of this chakira. Ayin sham the Shar HaMelech. There are so many more makaris on this chakira. Rav Shimon discusses some of it, and he says that he is sorry to be mechalik between some of the cases, which we could think about legabe how it will affect our case over here. Rav Shimon says that when the Torah says that there's only a mitzvah of laisir isha on an isha ru'uyalai, over there, the Torah didn't mean to be giving a geder, which type of an isha has this mitzvah. Over there, the Torah meant it in a much more practical way. There's only a mitzvah of laisir isha on an isha ru'uyalai because the mitzvah of laisir isha is in order to make a normal marriage, a marriage of chayi ish v'isha between the two of them. And if it's not an isha ru'uyalai, so then, even if he's Mekayim the Velaisi of Isha, even if he's Mekadishar, but it can't lead to the outcome that the Torah wanted, so therefore there's no mitzvah Velaisi of Isha. Over there where it's Mestaber, and it's more than just Mestaber, Rav Shimon brings a Rahaz and Arichas to bring a Raya from the Sugya in Elunaris, that that's the proper way to understand that Gezeres HaKasav. But Al Kapanam Zok to Rav Shimon, over there, where the Gezeres HaKasav of Isha Ru'uyalai is not just a category of which Isha has the mitzvah. But it's a reason, there's a logic to it. The mitzvah is meant to produce a certain outcome, therefore you need a certain kind of an Isha. There we say that the Isha has to fit the description of Ru'uyalai on a practical level. She has to be Lemaisa Ru'uyalai. Memela, if the Rabbanah made her Aser, so she's now Ru'uyalai. Over there, we say we don't care whether she's any ru'uyim midei raisa or any ru'uyim midei rabbanon. If she's lemaisa, not ru'uyalai, then that's not called an isha ru'uyalai. On the other hand, where you have, says Rav Shimon says in the Mashal by kisei adam, where the Torah says it's only a mitzvah of kisei adam if the meat is edible, it's kosher food. But over there, it's not the pshat that the kisui adam is somehow supposed to facilitate the achila. They're doing the kisui in order to be able to eat it. One has nothing to do with the other. The kisui adam is not related to eating it. Nervas. That's just, again, they're a category of which type of basar has a mitzvah of kisui adam. Maybe it's a shirin the chashivas. Only that type of a basar, which is roi l'achila, that has the shir of chashivas, or al-kapanim, that fits the criteria of which type of basar is chayav in the mitzvah of kisui adam. So where the category of ro'i was only meant to define which types, which cheftza is bechlal, which cheftza is not bechlal, but not because the purpose of the mitzvah is to bring to that activity, so then we say that we're just interested in the din d'raisa. If m'd'raisa is ro'i la'achil, then it's chayav in kisui adam. If m'd'raisa is not ro'i la'achil, it's not chayav in kisui adam. But where the categories of roi and eni roi are because the purpose of the mitzvah is to bring to that, that there's only v'leisi l'isha and isha ru'uyalai, because the purpose of v'leisi l'isha is so that they should live together ki'ish v'isha, so there we say that it's totally on whether she's ru'uyalai even midirabanan, and it has to be, the dirabanan affects the din also. So now, hava na'ayin, what should we say about Rav Shimon doesn't shtel tzu back to our sugya, legabe the halach of dal v'hei, which Arsig has said that only a shchita ru'uya is mechayev in dal v'hei, and a shchita she'eni ru'uya is not mechayev in dal v'hei. And over here, yesh lodon. The emes says that misvare would make some sense to say that only a shchita ru'uya, that the reason why shchita ru'uya is the kind of shchita that's mechayev in dal v'hei is because it means a shchita which brings lidei achila, that makes it more of a shana b'chet or nishtarish b'chet. The ganaf is going vaitu with his chet if he actually makes the shur into meat for himself. So that's why you need a shechit ru'uya. It should be kosher meat. That's more of a shana v'chet. There would be a makom mitzvah to say such a thing. But let's stop and think about it. If that was the reason why you needed a shechit ru'uya, then you would need the shechit ru'uya even according to the chachamim. In the meaning the chachamim of Reb Shimon, the Gemara shells tzutz of machlekes Reb Shimon and the chachamim b'chol Torah kula. Whether shechit she'ein ru'uya, shema shechita, or lo shema shechita. L'mashal, l'gabi the aveira of shechutei chutz. There's a machlekes Reb Shimon and the chachamim, whether you're chayiv for a shechit she'ein ru'uya, a shachet v'nimsis treifa, whether you're chayiv for the aveira of shechutei chutz. Now, by the aveira of shechutei chutz, clearly it has nothing to do with making the food making the basar rori la'achila into food that you can be able to eat. You're not going to be able to eat it anyway because it's kachim. Nevertheless, the Chacham Reb Shimon says that if it's not a shechit ru'uya, then you're not going to be chayav for shechut echutz. And the Chacham say, no, you are going to be chayav. So, if the pshat in our sugya was a svara that's miyuchad to the parasha of Dal v'Hei, that the Torah is mechayiv the knas of Dal v'Hei for making it into food, and therefore you need shechit ru'uya. So then, if you like the svara, you could hold of it. If you don't like it, you don't have to hold of it. But why should it be totally on the same achleikas that argued about it, b'chol Torah kula, l'mashal b'shchut echutz. From the fact that the Gemara is ta'ila, it's on that machlekes of Shimon and the Chachamim, it's mashma, that it's not because of shechit ru'uya, it's not because the mechayiv of tavach u'machar is because you made it into food. But rather, it's just that you need a certain type of a shechita, a certain shir chashivus in the shechita, a shechita ru'uya. Ibazoy lefi Reb Shimon's geder, it's mastaber that over here, it should be totally in the din d'iraisa. As long as the shechita was ru'uya mid'iraisa, then it's called a shechita ru'uya. And then even if the Rabbanan came along and asked for it, if they said Ma'isa Shabbos as Aser, but within a Siddur Rabbanan, that's not going to change it. Because for the purpose of categorizing what type of a shechita it is, all we're interested in is the din d'iraisa. Again, had the din of shechita ru'uya over here been because you're only chayav dal v'hei for making it into food, then it will be mistaber that the din d'rabban would affect the din d'iraisa, like we find by isha ru'uya, like for the mitzvah v'leisi l'isha. But from the fact that the Gemara is toilan on the machalikas of Bishim and the Chum, it's mashman like the other tzad, that it's just a category in which sug shechita is called a shechita, and therefore, if you're Reb Shimon's Yisoid, it's Asi Shapir, why in our Gemara, the Gemara is insisting that only a Din D'Oraisa could affect this classification, and not an Issa D'Rabbanan. Let's take a look now at the Gemara on Amud Beis. A few lines from the top of Amud Beis, the Gemara talks about the case of Shechit La'Avodah Zarah, and is bothered, how could there be a Chiv Dal V'Hei when one is Shechit La'Avodah Zarah? By the end of the Shechita, the Gemara says, it's already Isurei Hana, v'loy demarei katavach. Since it's Isurei Hana, it doesn't belong anymore to the owner, and so you shouldn't be chayav dal v'hei for shechting it. The Rishash is ma'ir that this Gemara seems to be making a very clear statement about a shayla, which is a great machlekes rishenim and achrenim, of whether or not there is bailus on Isurei Hana. The Ksais Achleishin in Simen Tav Vav Sifkat and Beis, as well as in the Abni Miluim Simen Chaf Ches Sifkat and Nun Vav, talk about this question, this Machlekes Rishenim, about whether or not there's Bailus on Isurei Hana. They bring down that the Ritva in Sukkot Daf Lamed Hey quotes the Ravid as holding that all Isurei Hana are Hefker, there is no Bailus. And that the Ritva over there seems to argue. They also bring down that the Rishenim in Kedushin Daf Nun Vav seem to argue about this. Tosfos seems to hold that there is Bailus on Isurei Hana, the Ritva holds that there is not. And the Ksais HaChayshin also brings in that there's a Rivash that brings a Raya from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that says that when you pick up the Avodah Zarah of a Goy, you're kain it and then you're not able to be mevatel it anymore. From there we see L'chayr, the Rivash says that there is Bailus by Isurei Hana. Al kol panim zak the Ksais. It's a big machlekes Rishenim on the Sugya. And over here, the Rishash points out, the Gemara says the words Isurei Hanahu v'loy demarei katavach, that it's already Asur b'Hanah, it doesn't belong to the owner anymore. What you're shechting does not belong to the owner. So l'chayr it's a raya that there's no bailus by Isurei Hanah. Those Rishonim, such as the Rivash, such as the Ritva in Sukkah, such as the Tesis in Kedushin, that seem to hold that there is bailus by Isurei Hanah, how would they be miyashiv this sugya? So the Kseis HaChoshen over there already asked a similar question. He said, how would those Rishenim be miyashev other Gemaras? For example, the Gemara in Psachim that says that you can't be mevatel the chametz once it becomes aser b'hana because it's einei b'shusei shel adam, and so you can't be mevatel it anymore. So l'chayre, don't you see over there that once it becomes aser b'hana, it goes out of your rishus? And the Kseis HaChoshen over there says avart, that as we know from earlier in Perek Merubah from Daf Samach Tes, there's two chalakim to what we call bailas. There's the part called shaloi and the part called einei b'shusei, and in order to be mafkir something, you need to have both. It needs to be shaloi, and it also needs to be b'shusei. So in the Gemara over there in Pesachim says that once the chametz becomes aser b'hana, it's too late to be mafkir or to be mevatel it. It's not because it's einei shaloi, you don't own it, but it's because it's einei b'shusei. That's the chiddush of the Kseis, that even those Rishonim that hold it, there's bailas by Yisrael Hana, but they'd be minded that it's not called b'shusei. But l'chayra, here in our Gemara, that's not going to help. Because when the Gemara is saying that you shouldn't be chayev dal vehei on Yisrael Hana because they don't belong to the owner anymore, surely the Gemara doesn't mean that it's not b'shusay of the owner because it became aser b'hana. Because over here we're talking about a geneva. It was already not b'shusay of the owner. Every case of tavach u'machar, you're being teveach asher that's not b'shusay of the owner. The original case of shalei ve'ene b'shusay that we find in the Gemara, daf samach tes, is a case of gzeila. So clearly, every time that we're talking about a stolen shor, it's not b'shusay of the owner. And yet, if one would shecht it, he'd still be chayav dal vehei because it's in the bailus of the owner. When this gemara says ba'ah, but if it's b'yisuri hana, then there's no chayav dal vehei because lav demari katavach. So it's not coming to say that it's not the b'shusay. Clearly, it's coming to say that it's not shaloi. So this Gemara then is l'chayra shtark araya that there's really no bailus by Yisuri Hana. And again, it'll be a kasha on the Rivash, it'll be a kasha on the Ritva in Sukkah, and on those other Rishonim that hold that there is bailus by Yisuri Hana. There's a Beis HaLevi about this. There's a Beis HaLevi in Chelek Aleph Simen Mem Ches. The whole Simen is devoted to this Chakira about whether or not there's bailus on Yisuri Hana. And in Ois Tes of that shtickle, the Beis HaLevi brings in our Gemara and he addresses this kasha, and he has a mahalach based on a hakdama. He says actually two hakdamas that he brings from the Nesivos, one in Simin Reish Samach Beis, and the next in Simin Reish Ayin Hei. First, the Nesivos in Simin Reish Samach Beis says that there's a difference between Yiyush and Hefker. He's going on the words of Tosfos Daf Samach Vav, who says that Yiyush is not kehefker gomer. And the Nesivos explains, what does Tosfos mean that it's not kehefker gomer? Hefker gomer immediately leaves one's ownership at the time that he's mafker it. But yiyush, like if something is stolen or lost and the owner is miyayish, it doesn't leave his ownership immediately. But what it does is it makes it possible for others to be zoiche. And once somebody else is zoiche, then it'll leave the ownership of the original bailim. But until the other person picks it up, until the other person is zoiche, it remains in the possession of the original Bailam. That's the difference between Yiyush and Hefker. That's the Nesivos and Simin Reish Samach Beis. Nesivos number two that the Beis HaLevi brings down is in Simin Reish Ayin Hei, where he says that Isuri Hana, Zot the Nesivos, and Isuri Hana have the status of being considered Basar Yiyush. That the owner, since the owner knows that he can't use it, it's aser b'hana, he can't get anything out of it. So it's like if he lost it, if somebody had something that he owns and then he loses it, and he says vaylel chsaron kis, so he knows he'll never get any benefit out of that chefetz anymore. That's what we call yiyush. So if a person owns something and it becomes aser b'hana, so he's automatically vaylel chsaron kis. He knows he'll never get any benefit out of it anymore. So zok the Nesivos. Even those Rishonim that hold that there is bailus by Yisuri Hana, it's not hefker. Hefker it isn't, but yiyush there is. Like Tosfos says on Daf Samach Vav, that yiyush is not the same as hefker gomer. So Yisuri Hana zok the Nesivos, although it isn't considered hefker, but it is considered yiyush. Now the Beis HaLevi quotes this from the Nesivos, and like I said, he brings it in two steps. The Nesivos and the Reish Samach Beis gives us the definition of yiyush and how it differs from hefker. And in Simon Reish Ayin Hei, he says, and that's the status that we assign to Yisuri Hana. The emes is that the same two yisodis are found in the Kseis HaChoshen and all together in one shtickle. The Kseis HaChoshen that we mentioned before in Simon Tuf Vav, Sivkat and Beis, at the end of the shtickel, he says this vart. He says that Yish is different than Hefker, in that Hefker immediately is Yotzei Mishus Bailim, Hefker immediately is Yotzei Mishus Bailim, while Yish is not Yotzei Mishus Bailim ad the Asi Lishus Zoyche. And furthermore, Zaktik says, and that's the status that we would assign to Yisuri Hana, that Yisuri Hana considered Basar Yish. Comes along the Beis HaLevi, that's the Beis HaLevi, based on this Yisayid in the Nesivis, which is also a Kseis HaChoshen. That's the Pshat in our Gemara. When it says that that the Chiv Dal Vehe for being Teveyach, once it's Asar Bahana, you wouldn't be Chayiv Dal Vehe for your Shchita, because Lav Demari Katavach, what it means is that since the owner is already Miyayish from it, he became Avodah Zarah, he knows he can never have anything out of it, so even though it's still his, but you're not doing anything to him by going and shechting it. You're not harming him in any way. And the Beis HaLevi says, let's remember what the Gemara said on the bottom of Samach Zayin and Beis and onto the top of Samach Chesam and Aleph, where the Gemara says that the Yisoid of the Mechayev of Dal Vehei is because he's Shonim Bechait. He's making his original Aveir worse. He stole it from the Bailim. By doing so, he took it away from him. And then he went and he shechted it. And by doing that, he's taking it even further away from the Bailim. The state of the Aveir is that he's taking it further away from the Bailim. But over here, it became Asr Mahana in between. So he's not really harming the Bailim, even though the Bailim still owned it, but the Bailim were already Miyayish. They knew they were never going to have anything out of this shar. They knew they were never going to eat the meat of this shar. So you're going and eating the meat of this shar, but it doesn't affect the Bailim. It's not like he was going to eat the meat. He was already Miyayish from eating the meat of this shar. Since what the Gemara means when it says, it means since it's Asar B'Hana, you're not harming the Bailim by taking it away, by going and shechting it. So you can't call it Shana B'Chet. So even though, again, the words of the Gemara Lav D'Mar Ketavach, translated literally, they really do say, it seems to say there's no Bailas, but the Beis HaLevi says that according to those who share that hold that there is Bailas, what it means is that since even though there's Bailas, but it's considered like something that's Shaloi B'La Achar Yiyosh, there isn't a chiv of dal vehei for shechting a shur that the owner was ready to miyayish from, because lav demare katavach, you're not really taking anything away from the owner, you're not taking anything that he was planning on having or he was going to enjoy, because for him it's already basar yiyosh. Let's talk a bit about the Hilchos Shabbos sugya that comes up at the bottom of the Amud, of Amud Aleph. The Gemara brings down three opinions of Tanayim about the halacha of food that was cooked on Shabbos. And although there's a rush here in Bava Kama that makes a case that l'chiru from our sugya, it would appear that the halacha is like a Rechiran Hasanler, but it seems from the rush in Chulin that even the rush himself doesn't hold that way, and certainly none of the other Rishonim do. Among the other Rishonim, it seems to be muskum that the halacha is like one of the other two opinions of the Rishonim, of the Tanayim. The Mechaber in Siman Shin Yud Ches Sif Aleph paskins clearly like Rabbi Huda. The Mechaber says that if he cooks b'mezid, so it's usher for him forever, for others it becomes mutar on Masa Shabbos. If he cooks b'shoigig, then it's usher on Shabbos and mutar on Masa Shabbos. But the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat and Vav brings down that there's a big machlekes rishonim be'inyan zeh, in Sifkat and Zayin rather. He says that while the Rif and the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, but Tosfos paskins like Rameyer. And while the Mechaber follows the Rif and the Rambam, but the Goyin says that the Iker is taka like the Shita of Tosfos, and therefore the Mishneh Berurah says that while lechatchila we're machmir like Rabbi Yehuda, but b'makom hatzeirich yesh lismich al zeh, but bishul b'shoigeg, again, according to Rabbi Meir, no isra at all is chal, even for himself, even by b'yoyim, when he cooks b'shoigeg, and the Goyin says that we paskin that way, and the Mishneh Berurah says that b'makom hatzeirich yesh lismich al zeh. Avada, how to be magdir, what's called makom hatzeirich, requires a shaila of an experienced paisek. There's another ha'ara in the Mishneh Berurah. In Sif Dalid, the Mishneh Berurah brings down something from our sugya. The Mishneh Berurah over there writes that it's mutter to be nana from the money. If a person, let's say a person cooks on Shabbos, and we say, according to the Mechaber, at least, that we pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, so if he cooks b'mezid, it's usher for himself, la'ilam. Zok the Mishneh Berurah, nevertheless, if he sells it, the money is mutter b'hana. The Shaar HaTzion says, Bava Kama Ayin Aleph, D'maisa Shabbos mutter b'hana. The Mishneh Berurah is bringing down the drush at the bottom of the Amud, here in Argamar, where it says, Ima Kedish Asr b'hana, Af Maisa Shabbos Asr b'hana, Talmud Loimar Lochem, Shalachem Yehei. that we learn from the word lechem that there is no iser hana. So lechayri, it would seem that the statement of our Gemara is clear that it's only aser b'achila, it's not aser b'hana, and the Mishnah Berurah is bringing that down. But it's a much more complicated situation than that, because the Mishnah Berurah in the same sentence over there in Sifkat and Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah begins lehanais me'osim halacha. When he's explaining the halacha that Rabbi Yehuda says that that food is aser forever, the Mishnah Berurah uses the word lehanais, and then in the same sentence he says, but it's mutter to be nana from the money, and in the Shaar Tzinin he says like we find in our Gemara. In other words, the Mishnah Berurah, while bringing down our Gemara that says that it's mutter b'hana, zok the Mishnah Berurah, but it doesn't mean that it's mutter b'hana. La'ilam, it's really aser b'hana, but it means that the money will be mutter. That's what we darshan from the lachem in our sugya, that the money, if you sell the food, will be mutter. Now, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't give us any of the background to explain why he's making a complicated shtickle Torah out of what seems to be a straightforward statement in our Gemara, but the explanation is at least merumas there in the words of the Mishnah Berurah, because that lashon that the Mishnah Berurah brings, that the iser is lehanais me'osim halacha, is the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam in Parag Vav Halacha Chav Gimel, where he brings down the halacha of our Gemara, he brings down the words of Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says that if he cooks b'mezes, so it's aser for himself la'olam, the Rambam used the lashon of lehanais. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, in his Shas Teshuvos Mincha Shlomo Chelek Aleph Simen Hey, Ois Gimel, he's ma'ir this, that while in the Gemara it seems to say b'feirish that there's no iser hana at all, but the Rambam, when bringing down the iser of Rabbi Yehuda here in our Gemara, he brings it down with the lashon of aser lehanais. And the Rav Shlomo Zalman goes on to say that avada, it's mavur from many other places that there is such an iser, like the Mishnah in Shabbos and Afkuf Chav Beis that talks about if a guy lights a fire on Shabbos, so Yidden are not allowed to use the light of that fire, and that's not achila, that's hana. And there's also a Mishnah in Maseches Trumas where it says that if you tovel a kli on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to use that kli for that Shabbos. So it's mavur in many other places that the iser of Maisa Shabbos extends beyond achila. It seems to be like a general iser hana. Me'idrich Gisa, here in our sugya, the Gemara says b'feirish that ma kodesh mutter b'hana, I'm sorry, lachem shlachem tehei, that it isn't, it's not like kodesh, it's mutter b'hana. So Shlomo Zalman is ma'irer that there are makairis in both directions on this. Ayin shum that he's marach with a beautiful shtukl Torah, inkan makam laharech, but al kapanim in the Mishnah Berurah, where you see in reading Sifkat and Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah was making chilukim here and wasn't interpreting while he's bringing down our Gemara, but he's not interpreting it to be saying a davar pashut, but rather it's something nuanced, something that requires a chiluk that's based on these steers that Shlomo Zalman is being ma'irer.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.